Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
All right, welcome back into hour number three as we wage war on corruption, as we crash the lies and disinformation in defiance of the censors and leftist control freaks. It's Wednesday, April 20th, 2022. I wanted to get Dr. Darren J. Beattie back on from Revolver.News in this last little segment to comment on the wheels coming off of the Whitmer kidnapping plot and what that means for January 6th. And this latest federal prosecutor drops out of Governor Whitmer alleged kidnapping case. This is a real-time collapse of this house of cards. What do you make of this, Doctor?
Yeah, it's a complete embarrassment, a complete collapse of their case. But what I'm really looking for is accountability. It's great that the case itself has gone nowhere, that it's a spectacular failure, but ultimately the narrative itself is arguably a success. The narrative still dominates the regime's efforts to repurpose the national security apparatus against Trump supporters politically. And so until we can effect, through our reporting, through our coverage, through talking about it like we are now, until we can effect that connection between the collapse of what actually is going on in terms of this trial, in terms of all these narratives, and the power of the agenda, which is this agenda to weaponize the national security state, our work isn't done. And so I think that always needs to be in the background of every discussion regarding how embarrassing this must be to the DOJ. It was never ultimately about these handful of hapless and in some cases even homeless defendants who were set up in this ridiculous entrapment operation. It was never really about them or their fate. They were always expendable. What it was always about is using these people to engineer a larger narrative that could shape the direction of the country and shape it in a way that is extremely dark and extremely dangerous and which has largely been successful over the past several years.
Well, you're right. I mean, if you tune in any Democrat propaganda, all they talk about is domestic white supremacists, Trump supporters are terrorists, anyone questioning elections or enforced injections or not wearing masks are terrorists. They have alerts on NBC News, ABC News. Oh, they're questioning lockdowns. Oh, they question elections. It's just a hysteric attempt to outlaw their political opposition. I don't see it working unless they stage a false flag. In fact, we had a big poll. 48,000 people voted on it in just one day on Infowars.com. The poll's still open. Closes in a few hours. How will Dems distract from failures ahead of 2022 midterms? Focus on January 6th, 11%. Blame Putin, 32%. Call GOP groomers, 2%. False flag attack, 56%. I think they're right. I think false flag's the move the deep state wants.
I think this is very possible. We'll just have to be extra vigilant for it. And that is one thing I think that is very positive feature of all the coverage we've done, the coverage you've done, sort of exposing these false narratives behind not only Michigan, but behind January 6th as well, is that even though a lot of the narrative damage remains, for now at least, what it does, it makes it much harder for them to pull off a successful false flag in the future. Because people have been so accustomed now to seeing what a lie all of this stuff is. They've seen multiple sub-narratives just collapse before their very eyes, whether it's the Michigan thing, whether it was the fire hydrant attack that they claimed there was a Capitol police officer was killed by a fire hydrant with a frothing MAGA mob. That was dispelled.
Jesse Smollett, all of it, exactly. And then when you got the State Department being accused of being liars when they say Russia may do a false flag and Russia says the U.S. is doing false flags in NATO, the fact is people are educated now about false flags and it's legitimate to ask that question, and that takes away the element of surprise the permanent state had.
And you know what, Alex? The funny thing is, kind of ironic, the trust that the American people and really the global community has in the American government and particularly the American intelligence organization, the trust is so resoundingly low that even when they pretty much got it right. Remember when all the intel people were saying that Russia's going to go?
Russia's going to invade. No one believed them.
No one believed it. No one believed it because everyone knows that the intel agencies are such liars. So I think that's actually an ironic example.
It is. Dr. Beatty, amazing interview. Revolver.news. Thank you so much. We have over 100 designs of T-shirts that just sit there in our warehouse. We just sell those shirts to fund the operation. But we already made some orders on future shirts coming in. But these are all limited editions. So once these new shirts come in, we're going to sell those, and that's it. We'll have limited editions one at a time in the future. And when they're gone, they're gone. Well, here's the new limited edition shirt. This one is $24.95, really nice fabric. Alex Jones was right on the front with the big red lightning bolt on the back, Infowars.com. You talk about triggering. You talk about spreading the word. You talk about waking people up. Alex Jones was right. Fundraiser shirt. We need the funds to operate. Infowarsstore.com. Alex Jones was right. It's a gorgeous shirt. We're really proud of it. Get a piece of history now at Infowarsstore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Again, be part of history. Support free speech. Be a maverick. Be a rebel. You can't do that in a better way than wearing an Alex Jones was right shirt with Infowars.com. Big on the back. Available now for a limited time. Infowarsstore.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
We are now 6 minutes and 10 seconds into hour number three today. We're going to be talking to Big Mac, Ken, Robert, Richard, Josh, Ed, Barney, Carlos, Rodney, and many others. Here in this hour, we've got some other big breaking news as well. But wow, what is going to happen next with all the crazy things that are happening? Let's go to these calls in the order they were received. The first call is from Pennsylvania. That's Robert in Pennsylvania on supply chain breakdown, works in transportation as an analyst. Robert, great to hear your expertise. Tell us what's happening.
Hey, Alex.
Welcome, sir.
Here, actually just ordered two of the fundraisers.
Do me a favor, talk right into your telephone. You're not getting good connection. Talk right into the telephone.
All right. Is this any better?
It is. Go ahead.
All right. So I just wanted to talk about my firsthand experience of watching the supply chain slowly break down. I've worked for a couple of the larger carriers. I now work for a very small transportation company. And over the last 2 years, we have seen a huge spike in volume at the start of the pandemic. And now volume is lower than I've seen in, 5 years of doing this. The volume across the board, number of deliveries going out it's astonishing how low it is. And I mean, it's honestly terrifying. I don't know if people are, just running out of money.
Yeah, and they have a word for that. It's called a depression. Yeah, absolutely. So explain to people again. You're an analyst that looks at supply, and I'm involved in supply, obviously, because I'm somebody that sells my own products. I mean, I've never heard of anything this bad. Elaborate on why you're saying this is so scary.
So I actually I'm an operations manager for a trucking company. I handle the on-the-ground operations, forecasting, basically day-to-day. And we work with a couple of larger carriers. And from this time last year, our volume is down almost 25%. With gas prices going up, between volume being down, prices going up, it's making it really hard to survive in the industry. I mean, I'm cutting budgets constantly just to try to keep people paid, make ends meet. As where, 2 years ago, the end of 2019 into the beginning of 2020 was, an incredible moneymaker for us. But, we've seen 25% drop in volume, and we've lost probably 8% of our profit margins. So for the big carriers, it's fine. But for us, the small local guys and the little guy, they're getting screwed on all of this.
Well, exactly. That's why the globalists are doing this. They admit, because you're, quote, non-essential, this will get rid of all the small and medium carriers. And then in time, that will be passed on to the consumer because the big companies like Walmart and Amazon basically are behind all this. It's a very serious situation. And getting rid of the smaller companies that actually produce goods as well will cause shortages in the future, which is, again, the post-industrial world we've been artificially put into.
I couldn't have said it better myself.
And then all these people won't have jobs, but, oh, it's okay now. You're not on welfare. You've got a universal basic income, but now they can dictate to you how to live your life if you want to still get that money.
Yeah, exactly. Total control.
So are you seeing it get progressively worse, or is there any light at the end of the tunnel? Because they've really squeezed and shut down the worldwide just-on-time delivery system, which took decades to even get in place, as you know. Is it progressively getting worse? Because that's what I'm seeing. Or is it slowing down in its downward slide? Or what's the trajectory?
As of late, I'd say over the last 6 months, even through the holiday season, it's gotten progressively worse. I mean, obviously, you had the holiday spike in between Thanksgiving and Christmas. But after that, instead of it being a slow taper, I mean, it was just a complete drop. I had, you know, five drivers that I had to lay off the last 2 weeks of the year because there was no volume. And I didn't get back to full running capacity until about 3 weeks ago. And even then, I'm just barely making enough money to break even. So, I mean, as of right now, I don't really see it going up anytime soon, or ever for that matter. And if it does, it will barely keep us above water.
Well, that's why I get so mad at headlines from Kudlow on Fox Business. Biden doesn't seem to care. He's an idiot. Doesn't know what he's doing. No, they know exactly what they're doing. This is economic warfare. Thank you so much, Robert. I appreciate the call. Yeah, and that's what I'm trying to explain to listeners. Our costs have gone up. We can't get products. I'm not bitching. I know you're in a bad shape as well, most of you probably, but that's why I get really angry when the news is up there lying and saying, court documents show they've got $60 million. And they count 3 years of us buying product, checks going out, saying that that's secret money we have. It's just, it's lies. And I'm not going to prove to people how serious things are by shutting down. I'm going to sit here and explain to people and get the money in to keep operating. But we need to stay on air. We're essential. All of you are essential as well. But I'm saying InfoWars needs to be on the air during this period of time. I can easily just say I've done my tour, 28 years, I'm done, and just, you know, get out of here. The crew could too, but that would be abandoning the ship. That would be turning my back on people, and I'm not doing it. And I've been told, you keep doing what you're doing, we're going to get you. Well, I mean, you're going to get me anyways. I can't back down. I just can't do it. And I don't think it's a weakness. I think it's a strength I've got, but I know you can't back down either, but I'm telling you, if you're not consciously spreading the word about the show and spreading the articles and videos, and if you're not praying for the broadcast and yourself as well and your family, and if you're not buying the products, you might as well just join the New World Order. Because you can't just sit there and like, well, I support you, but no. We're in this together. And I bet my life on this because I believe in you. And we're so close to meeting these people. But we just got to keep pressing ahead. Okay, let's take another call. Who's up next here? Let's go to a caller in Kentucky. Let's talk to Ed in Kentucky. Ed, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. I can't. Go ahead.
First off, you're a hero to so many people. But I just wanted to say, as far as you not turning your back on people who are spreading the word, I remember when Jason Miller, the CEO of Getter, came on your show to promote your audience to go to his site to stream your show. If you go to your show's live stream right now and you type in the words, Zelensky is a Nazi, they will ban you from your own chat. And that's not even controversial. He showed up to Congress with a Nazi Iron Cross on his shirt. I mean, he runs with the
A. No, I know. I mean, Getter's not bad, folks, but they're running scared. They don't want to get banned off their servers. They don't want to have to build servers like we did and spend $4 million. I mean, I'm not going to get into it, but we have our own servers literally under a mountaintop. It just doesn't matter. The point is, yeah. I mean, I understand why they do it, but it doesn't mean it's good. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's definitely not good because there's a loyal bunch of info warriors there who just come to talk and, you know.
Network. I mean, Zelensky is a Nazi. He's a Nazi like Madeleine Albright's dad or George Soros, who were Jews that worked for the Nazis.
I knew you would know. I knew you would get it. I just wanted to let you know that they're using your stream and banning people who discuss obvious things.
Well, I'll hold you over, Ed, because I want you to get your other point about stuff or finish up if you got time.
Okay.
I don't understand my stream to ban people. I don't know what that means.
I mean, like, InfoWars has a stream on Getter.
Yes.
You can live stream the show, and you can actually discuss things with people who are watching the show with you, and it's pretty cool. Like, there's a bunch of people who come there every day. It's awesome.
Sure. And someone gets tens of thousands of comments a day. Yeah, it's nice.
Well, I'm talking about not the comments. I'm talking about live streaming. Like, I can actually watch the show right now. There are people in your chat right now who know who I am who are probably going, eh, like crazy people. And the real deal is it's fun. But then if you type in something simple about what's going on today in today's news, like Zelensky is a Nazi, you will get banned.
All right. Well, a lot of that is, I know when the CEO, who's a good guy, got confronted on Tim Pool, he backed off some stuff. Maybe I should talk to him about that. It might be moderators. You know, we've had moderators, too, before that went too far. Because we can't have folks calling for violence and things on InfoWars, and then people got pissed at us. But I'll look into it. Thank you, Ed, for the call. All right, more calls straight ahead at T-minus 4 minutes. And I like Getter. I like Rumble. I like Gab. I like them all. Are they perfect? No, none of us are. But I hear you. They don't want to copy the Democrats, for God's sake.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
On the screen on the Alex Jones Show on this Wednesday, April 20th broadcast, and I see the name Ernest in Texas, been holding 11 minutes, son passed away from vaccine, update on fighting back. I would love to have Ernest in studio with us, and his son died after he got one of these shots, and he's traveled the country exposing it. So, Ernest, we really appreciate you coming on, and we appreciate your update, Ernest.
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir. I just want to tell you thank you for everything you've done, how you've been pushing this subject, how you've been helping everyone, not just myself. And I really do appreciate it. It means a lot.
I appreciate you, brother. I'm so sad for what happened to your son. Remind people who your son is, and he was alive in heaven, by the way. We're all eternal. But what happened to him during this existence on this planet?
Yes. Well, I was a single parent. You know, Junior was my world. I, took care of my baby with all my might. And when they came up about this so-called, whatever they want to call it, being safe and effective, which was a lie to everyone, I got him vaccinated exactly April 19th, a year yesterday.
Wow.
And 5 days later, he passed away from a myocarditis and a large heart, which will be this Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, it tears me up every day. People just don't realize that because he's all I ever had.
But you know what happened to him and you being his father and you going to speak it in D.C. and all over the country, you've reached hundreds of millions of people, not just here, but worldwide. Your son's death has saved a lot of lives, Ernest. I know that's hard, but at the end of the day, I know you know that deep down, your son has saved a lot of people.
Yes, sir. I know that's what he was wanting me to do because he knows the type of person I am. And I always taught him how to be a man.
Well, he sees what you're doing, man. We're eternal beings of light. Your son is alive right now.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. I believe that. Because like I've always said, I feel my son pushing me, and I feel the good Lord guiding my path. So, you know, I'm going to keep doing this. No matter who tries to quiet me up or shut me down, no one will do that. The only one that's going to stop me is the good Lord when he takes me home. So, you know, people can say what they want to say. I mean, I've not really got very much negative feedback. I've got so much support.
I'm glad you called in because I want an update. And I want to invite you in the studio tomorrow, the next day, if you're back in Austin. But I want to talk to you, sir, about this. What do you make of the Health and Human Services head admitting that minorities are twice as likely to die from the shot than white people, and the head of AstraZeneca admitting you shouldn't take the shot if you have an autoimmune problem that can kill you? We already knew that. We warned people. They tried to block us. What do you make of these admissions?
Well, my question is, how come they never answered me when I called them, the health department? You know, I mean, I was probably one of the first ones trying to call them, and they ignored my calls. To this day, they still haven't called me back. I mean, these people, they knew what was going on. Why weren't they honest about it? We could have prevented a lot of injuries and death. I mean,
Ernest, they were taking money. They were following a script.
Exactly, exactly. I mean, like I said, I met a lot of wonderful people, injured victims for the wrong reasons, but they bring light back into my life because, I try to support them, and they're here to support me also.
Well, God bless you and your son, Ernest Ramirez Jr. What is the update, my friend?
Well, I just want to let you know, too, there's billboards going up now. CHD, the Children's Health Defense, asked my permission to use my son's photo. And I gave him permission, of course, because we need to spread this. So they put a picture of my son about, you know, it's real, not rare, about how Pfizer killed my son. They murdered him. And there's a picture of my son on the billboard and another one next to it of me standing next to my son's coffin. They also have a little Maddie DeGarry picture on the billboard also. Now these billboards are starting to pop up everywhere.
Brother, we appreciate your courage and your strength and what the devil means for bad, God's going to use for good. I couldn't imagine. I got four children. I got one son. He's 19. And I just couldn't imagine if this had happened. It's just so painful.
On anyone, not even an enemy, I wouldn't wish this. I mean, it's terrible. We have hate and anger to people, and I wouldn't even wish this on them.
What do you want to say to Bill Gates and Klaus Schwab and all that? Was this come out? They knew what they were doing. What do you want to say to them, Mr. Ramirez?
I want them to stand up. Be a man, stand up, especially with me. Please invite me somewhere. Meet me face to face. I'll be in Columbus, Ohio, May 4th. I have another engagement to speak at. And I'm going to rattle the house. I'm sorry. I'm tired of being nice. I'm going to start putting people out there on blast. I'm going to, you'll see. If I don't get arrested or shot, you know, I'm going to do it in the right manner, because the way I've been trying to do it calmly.
And again, some people say, well, Mr. Ramirez should have known. No, you believed in the system. You're a veteran.
Exactly.
You believe they weren't lying to you, and they broke their contract with you. They screwed you over your son, and they murdered your son, and they think it's funny. But the good news is you didn't roll over and take it. You're fighting back and reaching millions now at these huge rallies and the shows you go to. You are an inspiration to us all and to your son.
Thank you, sir. I really appreciate that. And I just want everyone to protect their protect your babies. Take care of one another, not just your children. We need to turn to our neighbor and protect them also. Because that's what I'm doing. I'm trying to protect your children. So,
what have you experienced now traveling the country? I know you've been tireless. What have you experienced? What have you seen?
To be honest, all the love and support from everyone. I can't tell everyone thank you enough, because they come up, give condolences, give me hugs. I mean, I have no fear. I don't wear a mask. You know, so I have one gentleman ask me, why don't you wear a mask at these events? Why should I? This is a scare tactic they used on us. I fell for it. I don't want you to fall for it. You know, so, I mean, sure, we're going to get sick, but we have natural immunity. You know, our body's going to fight.
That's what it's all about.
Yes, sir. So, I mean, and like I've always tell everybody, if you see me, I've had people, they don't want to upset me. No, you're not upsetting me. You see me at a restaurant, at a gas station, it doesn't matter. Please come up. Talk to me, shake my hand, whatever. Ask me questions. That's what I'm here for. Even though
beautiful. How do people find you on Twitter?
Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. I've gave out my personal number because I have people. Like I said, I have phone calls, emails, text messages from around the world. I have my phone on me all the time.
Well, God bless you, sir. And listen, we'll put you on hold. Are you in Austin right now? We'd love to have you in the studio tomorrow. I haven't announced this yet. I think I did briefly. We're going to have a Save InfoWars 24-hour broadcast kicking off at 8 a.m. tomorrow. So anytime you want to come in tomorrow night or the night after that, we'd love to have you in the studio, sir.
Okay, sounds good, sir. I appreciate that. Really do.
All right. Thank you, Ernest Sr. Put him on hold and get him in here. I've been really wanting him on, so I'm glad he got through and called in. Oh, my God, it makes me so angry. We're going to break up with your calls. These people, they just get away with it. They know what they're doing. They think it's so funny. They think it's so cute how they're killing people. And I mean, his son being murdered is like my son being murdered. If we don't have empathy, we'd have nothing, people. And it was the last thing I'm going to do is I'm going to see old David Rockefeller Combine in prison. That means Bill Gates, that means Fauci, that means Peter Daszak, all these arrogant, crazy scientists think they're better than everybody, and they like to play God and kill people. They think it's funny, they think it's cute to cook these viruses up, they think it's funny to release it, and it's not funny, it's not cute. And they're going to find out God's going to cut them down. They can run on for a long time, like Johnny Cash says, but sooner or later, God's going to cut you down. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, with your phone calls on the other side of this break. InfoWars.com. Tomorrow's news today. We have over 100 designs of T-shirts that just sit there in our warehouse. We need to sell those shirts to fund the operation. But we'd already made some orders on future shirts coming in. But these are all limited editions. So once these new shirts come in, we're going to sell those, and that's it. We'll have limited editions one at a time in the future. And when they're gone, they're gone. Well, here's the new limited edition shirt. This one is $24.95, really nice fabric. Alex Jones was right on the front with a big red lightning bolt on the back, InfoWars.com. You talk about triggering. You talk about spreading the word. You talk about waking people up. Alex Jones was right. Fundraiser shirt. We need the funds to operate. InfoWarsStore.com. Alex Jones was right. It's a gorgeous shirt. We're really proud of it. Get a piece of history now at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Again, be part of history. Support free speech. Be a maverick. Be a rebel. You can't do that in a better way than wearing an Alex Jones was right shirt with InfoWars.com. Big on the back. Available now for a limited time. InfoWarsStore.com.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Let's go ahead and talk to, who would be the longest holding person? Richard in Maine. Richard, thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Yeah, hello, Alex. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah, I thought I wanted to thank you. I've been a huge fan since about 27 years old from Portland, Maine.
I can hear you really good until you second you hear me. Just try to talk right in your phone again.
Yeah. I'm 27 from Portland, Maine, and I'm proud to be an American. You woke me up. It's life-changing that you've dedicated your life to saving humanity. You've turned my life around and woke me up to care about the big picture, to believe in God and take a stand for others. I've been listening since 2012, and I've bought many of your products, such as your signed card, which they came with a copy of Endgame, a bunch of your flag stickers, and I've met many great people who wear your products. We all need to do our part, and I've done flyers, banner blocks, et cetera, and spread the word. And even started me to run for school board in my city. You can follow me on Facebook at Richard Levi Ward for Portland School Board.
Yeah, brother, I really want to hear what you have to say, but it's weird. Like, it's like you're moving the phone away or putting it into your shirt or something. Try to put it right in the receiver, right in your mouth. You're running for school board?
Is that better? Yeah, I'm running for school board in Portland, Maine. You can follow me on Facebook at Richard Levi Ward for Portland School Board. I'm taking a stand against sexualizing children and to end political indoctrination while supporting free speech. We're all in this together, regardless of race and religion. They want us godless, sexless, depressed, anxious, hating each other, childish, fat, drug addicted, and isolated. But we're not going to surrender. And again, I want to thank you for inspiring so many people to take a stand for liberty and justice for all.
Well, I'm trying, my friend, but I'm glad you're running for school board. How do folks find you again?
You can follow me on Facebook at Richard Levi Ward for Portland School Board. Should pop right up.
I see it. You were the dog right there. All right, brother. Thanks for the call. Thank you. Let's go ahead and take another call. Let's talk to a caller in Alabama. Let's talk to Seth in Alabama. Go ahead, Seth.
Alex Jones, what a pleasure to talk to you, sir.
Pleasure to talk to you, brother.
Yes, sir. I was going to give you some information. My uncle, he is a big-time pharmaceutical doctor. He started his career at UAB in Alabama, and he has transitioned. I think he was the head. They moved up to Nashville. He was over Vanderbilt Pharmacy at one point. They lived in Brentwood, and they lived all by all the country music stars and all that. And since then, he has been moved back down to UAB, and he told me that he was one of the ones that helped on the Moderna vaccine. And I was going to see if you had any info, because I Google him, look him up all the time, but I don't know. I haven't
seen anything about him. Well, I don't know who he is, but the Moderna shot is a GMO, manipulation of your DNA, gene therapy, and is the most deadly shot there is. And it's just super bad news.
That's what I was told. But he's a big time, like he's got degrees. He's originally from Texas. He's originally from San Antonio, and he went to school. I think he's got degrees from Texas Tech, and he's also got one from the University of Texas at Austin. And he has done, and recently he has been released from his job, and he was over the UAB pharmaceutical wing, and I don't know if something internal went down between him and the rest of them, but I know it wasn't good.
Well, brother, God bless you, and we appreciate you. But, I mean, it's a scientific dictatorship. These people can play God. There is a big incentive to go along with what the corporate leaders want. And we just know it's godless, and it's absolutely out of control. Thank you so much for the call. All right, up next is Rodney in Missouri, then Blake in New Jersey. Rodney in Missouri, you're on the air. Go ahead.
That's awesome. Thanks, Alex.
Thank you.
Good to talk to you. I got my coin. I got a year's supply of food. Got my X3. It's all great. And, thank you for what you do.
No, don't thank me. Thanks for keeping us on air and what you're doing. Thank you for being our booster, and thank you for being ready. But I bet you feel good about getting the food now. Food shortages, food prices exploding. You made a good move.
Yeah, absolutely. And the thing I wanted to talk to you about, I was there January 6th to listen to Trump's speech. And then me and my friend, we walked down to the Capitol, and he got kind of freaked out. So, you know, we didn't stay there very long. We turned around and we're walking back, which I'd probably hung out. But anyway, I was with him and my phone was about to die. But anyway, I talked to Ray F. on the way back, and he literally told me, he said, I prayed on it last night and I decided to go into the Capitol. He said, I went in. He said, someone had a seizure. And he said, me and someone else carried him out. He said, we yelled medical emergency. And he said, everyone just parted and let us out of the, out of the, out of the castle.
So you saw Ray Epps, the Fed,
Yeah. Yeah. I talked to him and he told me he was in the Capitol. It's just funny that senators are saying like, oh, conspiracy theorists, Ray Epps was just a protester. He wasn't in the Capitol. He literally, with his own words, told me he was in the Capitol. I talked to the guy.
Where do you think this is all going, Rodney?
I don't know. It's scary, man. I just found out I've got another baby on the way. I've got three beautiful little girls, and it freaks me out. It really does. I'm driving a truck now to try to make enough money to make ends meet. It's scary. It really is.
Well, God bless you, Rodney. We're all in this together. And as soon as we expose the Davos group, it can all end. But as soon as they can, you know, as long as they can hide out and not get the blame for what they've done, they're going to keep doing it. That's why identifying them is paramount. All right, let's talk to Carlos in Canada. He's actually been home the longest. Carlos is a longtime caller, always informative. Carlos, what's your take on the situation?
Alex, two reasons why InfoWars must remain on the air. Number one, the material I'm going to give you today, I've given you in the past as well, but it's for people who call, like, and tell about their experiences, like Ernest Ramirez, who touched me dearly. I want to tell you, Alex, Pfizer's original trial report on December 31st, 2020, which was published in the New England Journal of Medicine, was covered by a Canadian COVID Care Alliance, which InfoWars reported on a while back. On their report, they analyzed Pfizer's inoculations for COVID-19, more harm than good. Please, if you're a criminal lawyer listening all over the world, I know that other people are working on it, but here's some res mens rea and mens actum. The Pfizer original trial report, which these people, 500 doctors of this Canadian COVID Care Alliance, reported, showed 2 months' worth of safety and efficacy data. They prescribe and made a claim that the Pfizer inoculations were safe and showed 95% efficacy 7 days after the second dose. But in fact, the 95% efficacy was actually relative risk, which is scientifically meaningless because of the fact that they didn't have a control group for this. Moreover, relative risk deduction, absolute risk deduction reduction was actually less than 1%, 0.84%. Now, the scientific data since on these treatments have revealed that, in fact, they don't work. Human immunity, by contrast, triggers a more robust humoral immune response in unexposed individuals, that people with no COVID-19 or SARS to experience. Conversely, okay, in the instance of other vaccines, such as, let's take, for example, let's look at here, for instance, a vaccination against hepatitis B gives you 20 years protection. Now, these individuals have shown, and there's a review study that has been published recently called Immunity Following Infection or mRNA Vaccination, with over 268 references. Now, what am I telling you?
The bottom line is it doesn't work. It's a fraud. Thank you, Carlos. I appreciate your call. God bless you. We'll be right back with more calls.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. ExtendoVite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in ExtendoVite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on ExtendoVite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get ExtendoVite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You shake my nerves and you rattle my brain. Too much love drives a man insane. You broke my will, but what a thrill. This grace is
great balls of fire.
I'll let it love.
Your phone calls ahead of the great Kate Daly taking over in the fourth hour ahead of Owen Schroyer at 3 p.m. Central with the War Room. But seriously, if folks will just go buy T-shirts at InfoWars.com that spread the word and help you meet like-minded people, we'll be able to stay on air. If you'll just go get some supplements like the great supplement we've got back in stock, Knockout, eight different natural compounds that give you deep, clear, good sleep. It's 40% off right now. Valerian root, L-tryptophan, melatonin, lemon balm extract, GABA, chamomile flower extract, hops flower extract, L-theanine. Good for your whole body. Totally natural. 40% off. InfoWarsStore.com. We also have Brain Force Ultra now back in stock. 40% off. Guarana seed, Alpha GPC, green coffee bean, Eleuthera root, Uramate, green tea leaves, ginkgo leaf, ashwagandha root, and so much more. Very fast-acting, cold-pressed, extremely concentrated, hits you very quickly, and I love it because it dissipates in 3-4 hours instead of other natural stimulants that last 6-8 hours. If you want that, you want Turbo Force or Brain Force Plus. It's discountedinfowarsstore.com, and that's how we fund our operation. I want to thank you all for what you've been doing, supporting us. It gives me strength to know that we can continue to fight on. Without you, we're nothing. You can go to the top of InfoWarsStore.com. There's a big banner that says donate. You can do it monthly. You can do it weekly. You can do it yearly. So it just recurs. Cancel any time for free or give a one-time donation right there with the support free speech. Donate today. InfoWarsStore.com. Or again, as I said, 888-253-3139. And thank you for this critical fight for America and the world, for standing so firm. You are amazing. All right, let's take five callers in the 9 minutes we have left. The next little five-minute segment, the next 15 minutes, we'll get to everybody. Let's talk to Ken in Illinois. Ken, thank you for calling.
Good afternoon, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. First time speaking with you. I want to thank you and your crew for everything you do, shedding a light on the truth. I give your shirts away as gifts. I talk to people, try and wake them up against all the scams. I realized there's so many scams going on everywhere I look, and I'm trying to do what I can, just like you are, and want to thank you guys. One of the scams that I happen to notice, I'm a life member of NRA, and I know this is a little off topic of what we've been talking about lately, but there's a deadline coming up for voting for the board of directors, and NRA used to have their own TV show.
Oh, listen, I don't think you're out of line. I already have this article ready to go, and you called in. Judge dismisses NRA bankruptcy case, highlighting risk for dissolution of group. The Democrats sued in New York under Soros control, Letitia James. They want to shut the company down. They tried to go to Texas to declare bankruptcy, and that got kicked out. So now the NRA is facing shutdown, another one of our free speech organizations, where we use the First Amendment to defend the Second Amendment. It shows you how every good organization that did the right thing is under attack. And once they did all these criminal investigations and the rest of it against them in the civil lawsuits, they shut down their media operation that was already getting as big as Fox News.
Yeah, the problem isn't the organization. I believe the members are being defrauded by Wayne LaPierre. He needs to go. The organization is one of the oldest fighting for our rights, and it really is just, it pains me to know that you've got people that have infiltrated and using it for their own benefit. And there should be a lawsuit, but against him, not against the organization. So that's the thing that drives me nuts.
Here's the deal. I was a huge critic of Wayne LaPierre 15 years ago, but then they got more hardcore. They got really pro-Second Amendment and did great things. And so the left bitching that, oh, they went to an NRA event and six or eight of the top executives flew in a private jet. That's almost the same price as them all flying first class. I mean, they're like $20,000 versus $18,000. I mean, I just like saying to me, and I'm not saying you're wrong, brother. I'm just saying the idea that, because let me tell you, they're not getting rid of Wayne LaPierre. They're ending the NRA. They're ending it as we know it.
Yeah, I have a problem with that. The issue I have is this is an example of packing the courts. You've got over 40 directors, and there's only one worth his weight now that isn't even being recommended. That's Frank C. Tate from Wayne, PA.
I hear you, Ken. There's a battle over every institution, good and bad. There's a fight over the NRA right now. We should be fighting for its future. I hear you. We should be fighting for it even to exist anymore. Let's go ahead and go to Barney in Kentucky. Barney, go ahead.
Hey, Alex, you hear me all right?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Hey, what is going on, Big Sexy Alex Neckbelly Jones? How you doing, brother?
Man, I'm excited to be here with you. What's on your mind today? You want to talk about the Committee of 300 and Tavistock Institute? Go ahead.
Yeah, brother, can I give a shout-out real quick to everybody on Vaughn?
Sure, go ahead. Vaughn, you're on air. Here's the deal. Callers always call in and act like they're not on air. They want to, like they're with a call screener with regular talk radio. Like, can I say this? Can I say that? Yeah, you're on the air, brother. We're not filtering what you say.
Rock and roll, man. Vaughn Live, the Ron Gibson channel on Vaughn Live, they stream their show live every day. But, yeah, I called in originally about Tavistock Institute,
for human relations and the Mini of 300. And it got to me thinking about CIA and disinformation group. And that brought me around to thinking about Steve Buscemi and whatever happened with him.
Steve Buscemi is off air because of medical issues. I mean, he's an old man.
Oh, okay. So you're not bringing him back on anymore? I know you guys had that deal. What was it?
Let me just cut to the chase. We've been asking him on for 6 months, and he's not come on the show. And I'm not going to give out his private information, but I pretty much just told you.
Okay. So you don't think he's disinformation CIA spook still?
I mean, he worked for the State Department and the CIA. You have to go off what he says or what he does, not. I mean, we're not screening your call. You're on air. What do you want to say about Steve Buscemi? Hey, you're on air. What do you want to say about it? Just go ahead.
I was just asking because, you know, he said all that crap about the thing and watermark ballots and nothing to come of it. And, you know, I was wondering if you want to have him back on the show to explain what he was talking about.
And I'm telling you that I've asked him on the show and he doesn't feel well.
Okay. Well, right on, man. Tavistock Institute for Human Relations, Mini of 300. Nobody's read it. They better.
You're right, Barney, and I appreciate your call. I'll get on that. And look, I'm not defensive about Pachinik. He's a guest on the show. I've never met him in person. I'm not like hanging out with him, talking on the phone even every 6 months to him. I believe he meant well. I believe he wanted America to reject Joe Biden. And so he said a lot of things, some things I can prove, some things I can't, but I'm not my brother's keeper. And I can't sit here and speak to what he was specifically saying and doing. I didn't believe there were watermarks. I didn't believe that Biden wouldn't be inaugurated on the 20th. I said that. But Buscemi said what he said. He's his own man. And it's a very reasonable question to ask me. Well, where is Buscemi on your show? Well, he won't come on. And I'm told he'll, quote, get better soon. So I'm guessing that means he's sick. But I don't want to start rumors. I don't know. It was he'll be better soon. He'll come on. But he 90% of what he talked about over the years came true. Very accurate, very smart guy. I like him. But when it got into the Q stuff and Trump's invincible and Trump's going to remain in office on January 20th. I said, I think you're wrong, Buscemi. And so just because the guy worked for the government doesn't mean he's good or bad. I mean, you understand the CIA is not like being a movie star where there's only like 500 of them. The CIA is one of the biggest government corporations there is in the world with millions of people. So some association with the CIA is not like, oh, my God, the person was involved in the CIA. Oh, well. What does that mean? The CIA was an entire clandestine army operation during the Cold War. And, of course, it took advantage of what it was doing. Of course, it became a mafia in and of itself. But the fetishizing it, like it's magical and powerful, is just a joke. The people are powerful. You are powerful. Your action, your speech, what you do, how you decide to spend your money, how you decide to vote, how you decide to pray, that is powerful, and that has a huge effect. We're going to go to break and come back with Rusty, Blake, and Mark, and then Kate Daly takes over ahead of the War Room in 1 hour with Owen Schroyer. Infowars.com. Tomorrow's news today.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.